What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us for our bi-weekly chamber update with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce, it's Executive Director Emily Bivens. And Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again for stopping by. Appreciate the chance to talk to you. And we've talked a little bit about this leading up to that point. It is now closed. No more sponsorships or participation. However, this is now time to get it on the shoppers' radars. It is the Loyal to Local program, right?
Yes, we're very excited. Like you said, we had all of our businesses have already signed up. That part is kind of going behind us. We sent the booklets off to be printed, so we'll have those. But the actual Loyal to Local holiday passport campaign launches on November 27th, which is Small Business Saturday. So we will have the booklets out to all the businesses by then and their little stampers. So when you're going around and doing your holiday shopping at our local businesses, they can stamp your booklet. Once you spend up to $250 locally, you can turn that booklet into the chamber to win prizes. And we have a lot of great prizes donated as well. And those will be on display at Zimmerman's Furniture starting on November 20th. But the program runs from November 27th all the way till January 8th. So you have a lot of time to make those local purchases and support local. We have lots of different, it's not just retail. We right. have restaurants in there, services, different services, and we have some gas stations and even auto repair. So we're really excited to see how much local support we will actually see from this campaign. We're hoping to track at least $100,000 in support that's done locally. So hopefully we go way above that goal. But well,
and I want to point out, because you say, hey, spend upwards of at least $250. It doesn't have to be like a one-time big purchase. Like that could be at all these different businesses so they can support multiple.
Right. We want you to support multiple. In fact, the booklet is made so you can only have up to $50 at one place stamped.
Got it.
So you can go to Walmart and spend your $50. You can go to the gas station, spend your $50.
Fuel up.
You can go over to Sabir's and have a nice supper. You know, so there's a variety of places. So you'll have to visit at least five places locally to get up to $250. And you can fill out more than one booklet. You know, just ups your chances of the prizes. So yeah, like we said, starts November 27th. The merchants in there will stamp your booklet right when you make your purchase. And then you can turn the booklet into the chamber.
And one more question about this, Emily. Where do we get our booklets? Do we have to do anything beforehand to get those or get signed up for anything? Or do we just need to show up and grab a booklet and go?
We're going to have the booklets at a variety of different businesses. Of course, all the participating businesses that are going to be stamping them, we're going to give them booklets beforehand. And then they'll just be out there. We'll give them to chamber ambassadors.
Awesome.
Some of the banks have offered to pass them out to customers. So we're going to be pushing them out there the whole time. In fact, maybe we can put some at the radio station
here. Beautiful. They would love that. Emily Bivens again with the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce. Again, the Loyal to Local kicking off here on Small Business Saturday, November 27th. Emily, the chamber's been busy as always. The ribbon cuttings don't stop, which is always nice to see in the as far as growth and continued service to Jamestown.
Yeah, we were recently over at the Medicine Shop. Matt and Molly Perkins are the new owners of the Medicine Shop, and I'm sure we'll continue on with that great business and help it grow even more. They're already a great community member and a great business to have here in Jamestown, so we're excited for them, and congratulations to them on the new ownership of that business.
We always recognize the great customer service we see in our community as well.
Yes, our November Customer Service Award winner is Dwight Rasmussen with SkyWest Airlines out at the airport here. So congratulations to Dwight for everything he has done, and definitely goes above and beyond for his customers out there. And I know traveling isn't the easiest right now. So to have him nominated really says a lot and how his demeanor is with customers. So congratulations to Dwight.
Yeah, I love those awards, recognizing those who go above and beyond. And business after hours is another thing I really like. The opportunity to network and talk with others, learn more about a business maybe during their non-operating hours or even organizations, as is the case coming up here soon.
Yeah, we have a couple coming up on November 23rd, right before Thanksgiving. We'll be over at Bank forward, insure forward, tax forward, invest forward, all of the above.
Fast forward. I always have to joke with that. That's good.
We'll network forward with them on November 23rd from 4:30 to 6. They're hosting business after hours. So come on down. Like you said, get to know other professionals in the area or reconnect. Since COVID, we've kind of been, you know, pushing that. You haven't seen each other in a while. So even just getting out and seeing each other again and having a good time, it's just a social. And then, of course, we have our door prizes that the chamber offers, our Chamber Bucks drawings. So that is November 23rd. And then we have another business after hours hosted by the Rotary Club, Jamestown Rotary Club. They're celebrating 100 years. So that's crazy. Pretty crazy. Yeah. But they'll be over at the Quality Inn and Suites hosting theirs. That's where they meet on December 2nd from 4:30 to 6. So get those two dates on your calendar and be sure to come out and network with our other business professionals in the area.
Definitely. They're wonderful opportunities and free and open to also go and check those out. Emily, this is another thing, and I don't think we've even really had the chance to even talk about the new workforce committee. Yeah. So this is really exciting to see something that they're already getting their hands in and starting up here at the university, right?
Yeah. The chamber started another committee dedicated to workforce. We know workforce is an issue globally, and we know we're not going to solve the issue right away. You know, this is going to take time, but there's different things that we can focus on and different things that we can do within our community to help with these workforce issues. And one of those things that we've been talking about a lot in the committee is that transition from student into the workforce. And so they'll be hosting a workshop on December 7th. Up at the Harold Newman Arena Booster Room for any business owner, employer, about how to start your own internship program or how to host an intern. You know, they'll have templates there for you and some resources as far as funding available. You know, there's different government resources that can help you pay for these internships. Sure. So very good opportunity for our local businesses if you don't host an intern, or even if you do, to have a refresh. Or we'll hear from the university, we'll hear from the high school, and we'll hear from job service. So then we'll have lunch to follow. So 11 a.m. on December 7th, you can RSVP to me at director@jamestownchamber.com.
Perfect. And again, RSVP ahead of time, that workforce committee hosting that on December 7th. And then, Emily, this is something we want people to get on their radars, the annual banquet making its triumphant return. Yay! In 2022 in person, right?
Yay! Yes. Yes, I'm so excited to be back in person. Save the date for January 20th up at the Harold Newman Arena, right in the foyer there. We were there 2 years ago, and it was so awesome. And so I'm so excited to be doing this in person again. I did have a good time last year sitting on the couch in my pajama bottoms, but...
That dress and everything, the dress clothes looked really lonely during that time.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't have to wear the heels or anything, but it's always fun to get out. And it's such a feel-good event. I always feel rejuvenated after it. It's just all the good in Jamestown in one place, it seems like. And so, but part of that is... our awards, and we need nominations for those awards. And so right now we're accepting nominations for our Young Professional of the Year, our Above and Beyond Award winner, and of course our Outstanding Citizen of the Year. We also give out the Business of the Year Award at that banquet, but that is selected through our Business of the Month recipients. So if you want to nominate a business for Business of the Year, nominate them for Business of the Month.
Go. So save the date for the annual banquet making its return. Emily Bivens again with the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce. And Emily, we always like to wrap up with the information. You share offices with the DMV, right?
Yes. Yes. If you have any questions about chamber stuff, you can always check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. Call me 252-4830. Email me director@jamestownchamber.com. We are located with the Department of Motor Vehicle at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. You do need an appointment to go to the motor vehicle office. I'll repeat that. You need an appointment to go to the motor vehicle office. To make an appointment, you call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. We also have a motor vehicle kiosk now in Jamestown if you need to just get new tabs. It's available in the Cashwise Foods grocery store during their regular business hours. So if you just need new tabs, you can go to the kiosk and pay with a credit card and you're good to go. I actually tried it out and it works pretty slick.
Me too. It's so good. It's so nice. So yes, if you have any questions about chamber, reach out to the chamber. Lots of things happening in November as we get into December. And Emily, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren.